What to know about the Texas flooding as death toll surpasses 100. The death toll from July 4 flash floods along the Guadalupe River outside San Antonio and the Llano River near Kingsland, Texas, has surpassed 100, local officials are now reporting, as search and rescue efforts continue. The rapid flooding swept away homes, cars, and people throughout central Texas. As of Monday, the death toll had risen to at least 104, most of those in the area of Kerrville, Texas. An unknown number of others remain missing, including 10 girls who had been attending a summer camp along the river. Texas Governor Greg Abbott spoke about the state's ongoing efforts to address the needs of those affected by the flooding in a July 6 news conference. "We continue 24/7 operations to search for anybody who was affected by that deadly storm. We have our Department of Public Safety assets, the National Guard, Texas Task Force 1 and 2, and game wardens, all fully engaged in responding to the disaster in Kerrville," Abbott said. President Donald Trump, meanwhile, said he's planning a trip to the flood-ravaged area later this week. Probably on Friday, Trump told reporters on July 6 when asked when he planned to visit Texas. "We wanted to leave a little time. I would have done it today, but we'd just be in their way. What happened?" The speed and ferocity of the floods caught even officials off guard, leading many residents and visitors in impacted areas unable to receive word before the flash flooding overtook homes, campsites, vehicles, and bridges. At 4 a.m. local time on July 4, the National Weather Service office issued an urgent warning about the potential for flooding, raising the alarm that the flooding could cause catastrophic damage and that it posed a severe threat to human life. "The region is prone to flash flooding because of its dry soil, which allows water to skate on top of the dirt rather than being soaked up. The storm that prompted the July 4 major flooding dumped 12 inches of rainfall over the area within just a few hours, leading to a shocking and swift rise in the Guadalupe and Llano rivers. By 5:20 a.m., some in Kerrville reported a concerning rise in water levels. One video posted on social media platform X shows the scale of the flooding. Within 38 minutes, water overtook a bridge that was more than 25 feet off the ground. That same video captured a house being carried along in the flood before being moored beside the bridge by the flooding. Casualties." In a July 7 press conference ahead of the news, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt offered condolences and prayers for those affected. "Everyone here at the White House, including the President of the United States, is praying for the victims' families and friends during this unimaginable time," Leavitt said, adding that Trump had signed a disaster declaration for the area. Kerr County was hit the hardest by the flooding, and the bulk of reported casualties, at least 84, including 28 children, came from the area. The other fatalities were linked to flooding along the Llano River and other nearby counties. However, that number could rise, as an unknown number of people remain missing. Camp Mystic Girls. Among the missing are 10 girls from Camp Mystic, a summer camp for girls situated along the Guadalupe River. Many of the girls at the low-lying Christian Girls Camp managed to escape. Others reportedly died trying to save girls at the flooded camp, including camp director Richard Eastland as well as several young campers and a camp counselor. "The search is still ongoing for 10 girls and a counselor from the camp. We will remain 100% dedicated to searching for every single one of the children who were at Camp Mystic as well as anybody else and the entire riverbed to make sure that they're going to be recovered," Abbott said on July 6. He said local officials, city and county and otherwise, are working around the clock to provide closure to those affected. More storms expected. As survivors reel from the first round of flooding, officials expect that more could be on the way. Abbott's news conference on July 6 was relocated from Kerrville because of fears of additional flooding in the next 24 to 48 hours, Abbott said. The governor advised citizens to be extraordinarily cautious, saying that incoming storms will pose life-threatening danger to Central Texans. "There are dangers over the next 24 to 48 hours that could pose public safety threats to people in these regions. There is heavy rainfall that's already occurred, and there's more heavy rainfall that's expected that will lead to potential flash flooding," Abbott said, specifically mentioning the Concho Valley and Kerrville. "If you're in any of those regions, you need to realize, for one, you're in an area that is already saturated with water," he said. The Associated Press contributed to this report.